Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about vandalism at EV charging stations, specifically Tesla superchargers. Let's dive in.
Sounds intriguing. What happened exactly?
A Tesla owner in Houston found several superchargers vandalized, cables cut. They reported it to a security guard, Tesla, and posted it on Reddit to warn other EV owners.
Unbelievable. How widespread was the damage?
About 10 out of 25 chargers at the Yale Street station were affected, according to the Reddit post.
So this isn't an isolated incident. Is EV charging station vandalism increasing?
Apparently so. Inside EVs suggests that while it used to be motivated by anti-EV sentiment, now it's often thieves after the copper wiring.
That's a shame. This kind of thing discourages EV adoption, which is important for transitioning away from fossil fuels, right?
Absolutely. Though, there are legitimate concerns surrounding EV production, like the environmental impact of lithium mining and the use of non-renewable energy for charging.
Good point. But I thought even with the dirtiest energy sources, EVs were still better overall.
Exactly. Studies show that even with coal-powered electricity, EVs offset their battery production's pollution after about 13,500 miles, 70,000 in a worst-case scenario.
And wow, I didn't know the break-even point was that low. Why is that?
It's because battery pollution is a one-time cost, while gasoline pollution is ongoing. Plus, electric motors and power plants are way more efficient than gas engines.
I see, interesting. So how are charging companies combating this vandalism?
Companies like ChargePoint are developing cut-proof charging cables, a great proactive measure.
That's a smart approach. What was the reaction on Reddit?
Frustration, mainly. Someone even suggested legislation making it a crime to damage charging stations, just like vandalizing gas stations.
Makes sense. Did Tesla respond to the report?
Yes, and quickly. The original poster confirmed the cables were replaced the next morning.
That's good to hear. Swift action can deter future incidents. But, I'm curious, what do you think about the suggestion for legislation? Is that going too far?
I don't think so. It's critical infrastructure, you know? Disrupting access to fuel, whether gas or electric, should have consequences. Plus, it sends a strong message about how seriously we take the transition to sustainable energy.
Got it. That's a good point. It's not just about protecting property. It's about supporting the shift towards cleaner energy. Thanks for breaking down this story.
You're welcome. It's an important issue. And on that note, a big thanks to our listeners for tuning in. We'll be back next time with more fascinating discussions. Goodbye.
Goodbye.